Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the day's news. The latest figures for the wildfire damage in the Gironde are in. More than 6,600 hectares have burned down and 10,000 people have been evacuated. More than 1,000 firefighters remain mobilised in the département after wildfires returned to the area 2 days ago. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne and Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin are expected to be in Hostin by the end of the morning. Yesterday, the Minister of the Interior called on companies to do everything they could to free up any volunteer firefighters in their workforce. A man in Lozère has been charged with involuntary destruction by fire. He has been implicated in the fire currently affecting the department as well as its neighbour Aveyron, according to the initial information from the investigation. The fire supposedly started due to sparks that had come from an agricultural machine. The individual faces up to 5 years in prison. Temperatures are expected to reach between 37 and 39 degrees in the southwest of the country this afternoon. 18 départements are on orange alert from the Tarn to Pyrénées-Atlantique, as well as the entire coast up to Brittany. An emergency meeting of the UN has been organised for today to discuss the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The plant has been the subject of several strikes. Experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency are expected to agree on a field mission soon. A lawsuit was opened yesterday between the widow of basketball player Kobe Bryant and the County of Los Angeles. Bryant's death, along with his daughter's in a helicopter crash in January 2020, sent shockwaves through the world of sport. Now, county police are accused of taking photos of the crash site at the time and sharing those photos. And finally, a word on tennis and the Montreal Masters 1000. Only one Frenchman remains, and this is Gaël Monfils. He won overnight against Franco-American Maxime Cressy with a final score of 7-6, 7-6. No more French women remain in the Toronto tournament after Elise Cornet was put out by Bianca Andreescu in the second round. You've been listening to the day's news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.